We're in the middle of Siman Reish Yud Ches, discussing Birkas HaNisim. We did Aleph through Dalet, now we're up to Hey. The Gemara over there at the beginning of the ninth paragraph of Brachas tells a story about Mar Brei Deravina. He was very thirsty at one point, maybe he was walking in the desert, very thirsty, and poof, he davened, poof, and Hashem created a ma'ayan, a spring of water for him, which is miraculous. Mar Brei Deravina, Ravina's son. Another time, he was attacked by a wild camel, and he said a little tefillah, and I guess there was a wall there, and there was and a little piece of the wall fell through, and he was able to sneak through the other side of the wall, and the camel couldn't get through, and he was saved from the camel. Then the Gemara says, when he went back to each of those places, he made a bracha. When he got to Aravos, which is the place where the well was created for him, he made a bracha, Baruch Shasinez, Ba'aravos, Ubegamal, and with the camel. And then when he got to the place of the camel, he made a bracha, Baruch Shasinez, Begamal, Uba'aravos. So he combined the two. Yeah, with Shem Hashem. So, now there's a discussion why one of them he's mentioning the place and the other he's mentioning the miracle. Why don't you talk about a camel and why don't you talk about the place? What's the bracha supposed to be? Okay, we're going to leave that on the side. The Rush says, based on this Gemara, that if a person is zocha to more than one nace, that when he goes back to the place of the nace and he makes the bracha, he has to include the other places as well where he experienced the miracle. The Rif and the Rambam lead this out. The Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Reish Yud Ches Hey, Mi Shenasu Lo Nisim Harbe. He had a bunch of Nisim. Bagiol Echa Mikal Makal Ma Shenasu Lo Nes. When he goes to one of the places that the Nes occurred, Tzarich LaHazkir Kol Sharam Makamos. He has to mention all the other places. V'Yichlo Kulam BeBracha Achas. He puts them all together in one big bracha. Mishabur Sifkata Yud Ches. Okay, Zel Davka Biyachid. We already learned this. That is the bracha that we say when a miracle happens to the Jewish people. That's not what we're talking about. Then there's a bracha that happens to the individual. Here we're talking about a miracle for an individual. In addition, next line. The Gam Biyachid Gufa Kosav Magar Avram, the Davka Huba Atzma. We said, remember, we had three different girsos, sort of. We had one girsa that says he makes the bracha. We have girsa sagoinim and arif, which is him and his son and his grandson. And then the Rashba is the third opinion, basically extending that to mean kol yotzei chalotzav, all of his descendants. So now we're saying that this idea of being kolel, other nisim, in his bracha is only for the individual himself, but not for his son. Shara Tzim on the bottom, Ois, Yud, Beis, spells this out. So, Arsh Eliraba, Kosav, the Gamazad, Gimel, Dari, Zarlichol, up to three generations, you have to include all the miracles that happened to your grandpa. Now, Ein Dvar Mukrochim. He doesn't, the Mishnah disagrees. Ein Shom. This whole idea of including other miracles that the Mechaber tells us to do is really a chumra ba'alma. What does that mean? A lot of the poskim left it out altogether. So it's not really the majority opinion. Okay, the Mechaber said it. So when the Mechaber said it, we're going to do it. But we're going to do it for the individual. We're not going to extend that to the... It's like a double chumra. They do all the miracles, and then not only you, but also your grandson. I mean, take it one, you know, take it slowly. Now, what does the Rif and the Rambam do with that Gemara? They say, the Mar Brei Deravina, he was a tzaddik, and he wanted to do it. But that's not the halacha, that's not what's expected of everybody. He wanted to do it. He had the right, he could do it, but it's not required. The last line of Sharatin Oishi Bey is Alka Panim Bibino, the son, the Fi Harbe Girsals, according to many Girsals in the Gemara, including the one that appears in our Gemara and Brachos Nundalid, Ebuchi Ben Klalo, the son, Isi Aviv. The son doesn't make a bracha on the father's miracle at all. So, Bivad, I die, she invarech Amokum Shepogeabo, below Sheyichlo Shar Makomos. So, we paskin that the son should make a bracha on the father's miracle, but one at a time, only at the place where he's at, not to include other places. Only the individual himself would include other places, like Shitas HaRosh. Mishmar Sif Katan Yutas, he should include all the miracles. Second line, let's skip a line. Mikamakum. In Poga Achagacha Makum Shanasu Lo Shari Nisim, Mavarech Odapam Afilu Bo Bayom. Let's say he goes to the first place. He's about Shasu Nineis here and there. And then he goes there. Does he make another bracha on the there? He already mentioned it in the first bracha. The answer is yes.
That's what you did in our example, huh?
I don't know if it was the same day. I don't know. I don't know when it was. It doesn't say when it was. Then the question is, so he goes to the second place, he does make the other bracha. But does now he have to include the first place that he already made a bracha on today? So the Mishmura Shati says, why not? You have nothing to lose. Meaning you're not making a separate bracha, you're just adding it in at the end of the bracha. Fine. That is Sif Hey. Okay, Sif Vav and Zion. Okay, Sif Vav and Zion, when you get to the background, kind of a balagan. There's Yerushalmi in the beginning of the ninth parak of Brachos that talks about your father's miracle, your Rebbe's miracle, Adam Misuyam, a very specific, super famous, well known person that had a miracle. The example is Yoav ben Tzruya, David's general, who took down an Amalekite city, basically single-handedly. And an Adam Shiniskade Shem Shamayim, someone who was Mekade Shem Shamayim, and thereby was zocha to a miracle, like Daniel in the lion's den, and Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah in the fiery furnace. And I guess Avram Avinu in the fiery furnace. Now, there's three different Girsals in the Yerushalmi, which makes it into a balagan. It's a question, it's an answer, it's a maybe, it's blah, 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 blah. So it's very hard to get real full clarity because it's hard to know what Yerushalmi really says. Yerushalmi seems to be asking a question, and it's not clear. Anyway, there's three different opinions of what Yerushalmi actually says. Let's see how the Shulchan Aruch learns it up. Vav. Al neis shel rabo tzarech levarech shem shemarach al neis shel aviv. Just like he makes a bracha on the miracle of his father, he has to make a bracha on the miracle of his rebbe. Mishuvah sivkatan chav. The nusach is brach shas neis le rabbi b'makom hazeh umayri b'rabo muvak. We're talking about a rebbe muvak. We're not talking about the third grade rebbe that taught you parshas lech lecha. We're talking about a rebbe that you learn mostly Torah from, which bizmaneinu Kimat does not exist because we basically learn from books, and maybe it's a Rebbe who gave you a home halachan learning, but it's not such a common thing for most people. Right, it's more like that. I don't know if everyone would agree with this. Some might say, no, if you have a Rebbe you learned by for 20 years, and even though you learned from books, but he gave you a whole Mahalakha learning, so they might say that might be a Rebbe Muvak. But nowadays, you share Aleph, you have one Rebbe, you share Beis, another Rebbe, you share Gimel, another Rebbe, and now you're in this, you move to the Shiva, different. So, whatever. Now, if you're about Tshuva, could be that your Rebbe Muvak is one who's Makar of you. Could very well be, because that's a Nefesh Asu Bachar, and you owe your life to him, maybe. I don't know. So I saw in one of the Svarim, what? That's not Chachma. Reish is Chachma. Reish is Chachma. Here's Hashem. Officially, it's the one that taught you most of your Torah. That's the official, that's what it says in the books, right. That means exactly, you have to understand. So I did see that the Reb Chaim Vilozhiner, there's a famous story apparently, where the Vilna Gaon's mother was a baby and she fell out of her agala into the river down below. It was a miracle. She landed on a pillow and was floating there, and they picked her up, but she was very cold, and they put her inside near an oven and they burnt her feet. And that little girl who should have died by Eishu B'mayim ended up becoming a big girl, getting married, and having a few kids, and one of them was the Vilna Gaon. And the other one was the Vilna Gaon's brother. But, no, my wife comes from the Gaon's brother. So. Oh, yeah? Anyway, so the Reb Chaim used to make a bracha when he used to see that bridge. And it's this guy, Rishon Zalman has homacha, how we can make that bracha. Where the Vilna Gaon's mother was saved, because if the Vilna Gaon's mother wouldn't have been saved, there wouldn't be a Vilna Gaon, there wouldn't be a Vilna Gaon. Reb Chaim Vilozhin wouldn't be who Reb Chaim Vilozhin became. So I was thinking, we also have to make that bracha on my kids, you know, they go find that bridge because they wouldn't be here, you know?
No bridge anymore.
You don't think there's a bridge anymore? I don't know, some of those places in Europe still look the way they looked 300 years ago. Okay, anyway, right there. Okay. Again, Vav. Okay, we find that all over many places that your Rebbe is like your father. Again, a Rebbe Mubak. Fine. Haggah. This Ramah is built off of an Abu Drum. We actually touched on this yesterday, but I didn't have clarity yesterday. But now things started to fall into place. When the Gemara talks about what's the makar for making a bracha on a place where Klai Yisrael experience an ace, it brings the pasuk it brings is from Yisrael. Yisrael saw the Jews in the desert, and he said, "Vayom Yisrael Baruch Hashem Shehitzu Etzlem Yad Mitzrayim Yad Paro." Now, Yisrael did not see the Yamsuf. He did not see the miracles. He didn't see Egypt. He was in the desert. So the Abu Dram says, based on that, you can either see the place or the people. If you saw the person that the miracle happened to, that's also okay. Okay, so that's the Ramah says, "I go." Yei shomer duah dinim roa ha'adur shenasa lo anes. Mavarech alav kamosha mavarech ala makom shenasa bo anes. Just like you make a bracha on the place, you make a bracha on the person. And the rise from the Gemara, because the Gemara says that Yisrael made a bracha when he saw Christ on the Midbar. It's a very, very exciting and large Sharatzian. Ois, Yud, Dalit, Yud Zayin over here. First, let's do the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says as follows. Chafav. Mishnah Berurah says about the Chafav. If he sees the Adam, who could go, what kind of Adam are we talking about? Any person who had a miracle? No. Shemuchuyev levarich anisa ka'aviv verabo o Adam Mesuyam. Like his father, that he would have to make a bracha on the father's miracle. His Rebbe, that he'd have to make a bracha on the Rebbe's miracle. It's Adam Mesuyam, which we'll talk more about in Siv Zayin. Now look at the Sharatzian Ois Yud Zayin. Sharatzian Ois Yud Zayin says, "Kein Nir Nis Daiti v'Chein Kasa B'Shulchan Shlomo." Fine. Achein in the Ra'ah, who's a Rishon? He wrote, "Diriyas Adam Shnas Ol Neis Oda Divim Riyas Makom." He says, "See, the person is even bigger than seeing the place, because when you see the person, Afil Shabriyas Adam Afil Eino Avi V'Rabo." Rak Imhu Chaviblo Yuchal Avar Baruch Shasal Lecha Neis B'Sha Shero Eim. He says, when you see the place, it's only the place that a miracle happened to my father or my Rebbe. But if I see an old buddy who had something miraculous happen, I can make a bracha on the buddy, because I'm happy, and that's what we learn from Yisra. However, the Sharatzi, the Ra'ah disagrees with what Mishnah Berurah just said. Mishmura disagrees with Ra'ah. Right? Mishmura said they were talking about a person that you make a bracha on seeing the place. When you see the person, you make a bracha. But that's Stam, your buddy, your father, your Rebbe, and Adam Mesuyam. Okay, and continuing on the bottom, in the Sharatzi and the Din of Abadah in laws of Mashik al-Sam al-Shabura. However, Mishmura says, despite what the Ra'ah says, I stand by my guns. Only a person on whom you would make a bracha if you would see the place. Why? The whole din is not so pashut. Because what's the raya of the Abruja? Can skip a few words. Who mi ma di alfina bishas mi Yisro? The Yisro are lo ras mabro sayam. Yisro didn't see the kriyas yamsuf. Val karchach the riyas adam shikar lo neitz chashiv gemakam neitz to see the person's like seeing the place, but it's not so simple because achin ha eshko hikshigam kim ha di Yisro v'did lo menachah. The eshko has the same kasha. He gave a different answer, as does the Marsha. Okay, I didn't look up the Eshkol, but the Marsha says the reason he was able to make the bracha because even in the midbar there were nisim. He didn't see Yamsuf. He saw the man. He saw the be'er. He saw Anani HaKavod. He saw enough miracles in the midbar that he can make that bracha. Even the Lashon HaPasuk is interesting. I guess it's a hemshech of it. It's Mitzrayim. The Lashon HaPasuk is focusing on Asher Hitzu Eschem Miyad Mitzrayim Umiyad Paro. So it doesn't fit in so smoothly, but that's how the meaning with the Mahalach of the Marsha. And I guess the Eshkol says something similar. There's no raya at all. You can make a bracha when you see the person. Yisro didn't make a bracha on the person. He made a bracha on the place. Oh, the miracles happened in Egypt. Yes, but they also happened over here in the Midbar. And therefore, he says the whole raya of the Abu Jam is not so posh. The Marsha disagrees. The Eshkol disagrees. So the whole halacha, yeah, it's a little bit shaky. He says, I don't mind following the Ramah Paskin is like the Abu Jam, but don't extend it to your buddy. Just leave it as the Iker Din, father, maybe grandfather, Rebbe, but don't extend it to all your pals. Okay, so that's the Maskana of this huge Haratzion and this Mishnah Berurah. Siv Zayin. Al neis shel adam mesuyim ki yov ben tzuriya v'chaveirav v'chein al neis shel adam shenskadish v'ashem shemayim ki yugon daniya v'chaveirav mevarech. If you see the place where a neis happened to yov ben tzuriya and his friends and with the lion's den of daniya v'ficha haroa gov arayo shel daniya v'kivshen ha'ei shel chananya mishav ha'azayah. They were thrown into the furnace, came out alive, unscathed. Mavarech she'asa neis tzadikim b'makom hazeh. Mishu b'tzav katan chavdalim. V'atzalom ha'yedei ha'neis. Through the neis they were makadei shem shemayim. Lefi chachoshiv neis zeh yoser v'tzarech ko'echa levarech olav. Usually they'll make a neis that something happens to a gan tzchayisa. But if it's an other mesuya that's world famous, every Jew knows about him, or he was makadei shem shemayim through his neis, so then that's enough to make a bracha. Now this whole discussion, what does it mean? The Mesuyam is a huge bir halach over here. He's trying to understand what it means. It's interesting. His conclusion is like, nowadays there's no such thing because Christ will spread all over the world and Jews, you know, nobody knows the same people. Obviously the world has changed a lot in the last 100 years. So now everybody knows everybody. Okay, he's kind of struggling with it. Lamaisa, lamaisa, lamaisa. These brachas are not so relevant. Ches. We have to get to test, which is really important. Let's do Ches. A part of the list of places where Nisim happens in Klai Yisrael is seeing the pillar of salt that was the wife of Lot. And then the Brisa says, and all these things you have to give Shevach v'hodah to Hashem. So Gemara says, what's the Shevach v'hodah? She turned into a pillar of salt. That's not a good thing. So Gemara says, no. On Lot, you make two brachas. On Lot and on his wife, you make two brachas. On the wife, you say, Baruch Dayan Emes. It's a bad thing. She turned into a pillar of salt. And on Lot, you say a bracha of Zocher HaTzadikim. Really? Lot was such a tzaddik? No. Rashi says the tzaddik Hashem, remember, was Abraham. It was the schus of Abraham that Lot was saved. Lot was no tzaddik. Now the question is, what does it mean on Lot and his wife you make two brachas? So there's two ways of understanding that. One could be on the pillar of salt, you say Dina Emes. When you find the tomb, here lies Lot, you make another bracha. That's one mahalach. And the other mahalach, which we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, is that no, the pillar of salt reminds you that Lot's wife turned into salt and Lot himself was saved in the schus of Abraham, and the pillar of salt gets two brachas. That's the mahalach of the mechaber. Reishir Cheskes, Haro Ishto Shalot, Mavarech Shtayim. You see the wife of Lot, who turns into a Netziv Melach, you make two brachas. Aleha, on her you say, bracha to Hashem, l'kirim hachalam, dayana emes. That's a sad thing. Lot, omer bracha to Hashem, l'kirim hachalam, zocher hatzadikim. And Mishabura points out, okay, that you don't have to see the tomb of Lot, and not only that, if you do see the tomb of Lot, you're not going to make any bracha, because that's really nothing. That's not going to remind you of anything. The whole point is that Netziv Melech represents what happened, what should have happened to Lot himself. It didn't happen because of Abraham, and therefore it's a fitting place for both brachas. Okay, that's Reish Yud Ches Ches. Now we have Reish Yud Ches Tes. They also bring down the Abu Jam. The Abu Jam, so this is very, very important. One could have put this as a first sif, but maybe then we wouldn't have paid so much attention to the rest of the sif. What kind of nes are we talking about? So the Machaber now tells us two types of quote unquote nisim. There's a shraki as a day, ani mami bin nisim. One of my sons, Mashkichim, said, we don't believe in nisim. Okay, sif test tells us there's two types of nisim. The Abu Jam says the nisim that we're talking about here is a nes niya, chutz mi minaga olam. A well was created in the desert because you were thirsty. That's lamala minatav. But a nes that's, you know, minigah olam, that's bederech ateva, that you don't make a bracha. The Mechaber says, Reishir chestes, yesh omrim, and this is the, they quote the Rosh Milunil, the Rabbi Drum, yesh omrim she'inam avarach al nes, ele b'neshi yotzi minigah olam. You only can make a bracha. These brachas that we just learned about today and yesterday are only if it's yotzi minigah olam, lamala minateva. He was attacked by robbers at night. His life was in danger, and all of a sudden a cop is walking by and saves the day. So you can call that a miracle if you want, but it's within the teva. It's not lamala min teva. It's not a Hashem sent birds to come and each bird picked up one of the crooks and threw him into the river and drowned him. That would be lamala min teva. Now the Mechaber says the Yesh Cholek, and there are those that disagree and say a nace is that happened to be that the Hashem had the cap right over there walk by when you needed it. That's also a nace, and that you can make a bracha on. What's interesting here, the Beir HaGolah is on vacation. He doesn't tell us who says this. The Gra doesn't tell us this. The Magen Avraham says, there ain't no one who says it. He doesn't understand. How can the Mechaber say such a thing? Then every woman after she has a baby has to say a brecha, so nace every time she passed by Shari Tzedek, and her son, and her grandson, and the end of the stuff, because it's all miracles. That's the Magen Avraham, the Gra, that's the kasha they ask.
He's not saying words.
Right, he's not, I understand. But that is the kai. I didn't make that up. The yesh cholek, and therefore the conclusion of the mechaber is v'tov levarach lo haskar shem amachos. If a person experiences quote unquote what we call nowadays a nes, barring there are nisim gluyim every now and then, you know the different stories, you know the soldiers in Gaza where some lady in white tells them which way the tank should go, and then they see those mines, and those I think are probably nisim gluyim, but most of us don't usually experience that. I was in a car accident once that very easily could have been killed with a couple of my buddies. So on the getting off the Grand Central, on the getting off the Triborough Bridge onto the Grand Central, so I say this bracha about Shema Malchus when I pass by. They do bring down here that bad car accidents maybe to say with Shema Hashem. Halicha Shlomo brings down for Shlomo Zalman that we don't know what's considered a nace, and we assume nowadays that it's not really, and it's not lamalam in a teva dik a nace. And if one feels that he should say this bracha, he should say it without Shem Hashem. Baruch Sha'asli Neis Makom Aseh. Without Shem Vamachos. That's the conclusion of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Now, at the time that you're saved, so you can avenge Goma. That's the topic of Reish Yud Tes. We'll get there, Bezat Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, and Mishabura spells out now the Sifkat Lama Bay. He's like, again, we also call that an ace. You know, a person who needed a cop, and all of a sudden there's a cop, and then save the day, or, you know, you're lost in Harlem. I had this once, and all of a sudden you see a frum guy, he tells you how to get out of Harlem. Okay, but that's. Second line of Lama Bays. Kevin Shayab Sakanim Lon is Damid Latsal Nais Mikri Vikhaib the Hodos Shabekh Labore Al Shahikim Hizmin Lohat Salah Beregazu. You know, it's all in the timing. You know, the Neis B'derech HaTeva is in the timing. Yeah, the Bir Halacha brings down the Magen Avraham as a tema on the Shita. Okay, but then the Bir Halacha spells it out. He goes on that the Shita, first Shita needs a real name. Second Shita says something, it's all in the timing, and if Hashem sends you something when you mamish, when you need it, that's also a name. But okay, Lamaisa, we don't make a bracha with Shem Hashem for that. Last few lines, last five lines of the Mishnah, Berurah, at the end of Sifkat and Lama Beis. Katzachar, Misha Nasel Onais. Someone who had a nais. However you want to define a nais for this purpose, you go, Lekula. Yesha Lahafrish Tzedakah, Kifi Hatzagas Yadar, he should give a generous donation to Tzedakah. He should give it out to Lomdei Torah, he should say, Hareini Nais Yizel Tzedakah, the Ratzon, this should be considered as if I brought a korban Taidah in the Beis Hamikdash. And he should say Parshas Toda. The Tov Royal second is a Tzachi Rabin Beir. He should do something a Tzachi Rabin for the city. He should set up a public shiur on Friday night. I don't know. But because Shana Biyamazay Yisboded, and every year on that day he should be Misboded. Lahodos Hashem Yisbach LeSmoach LeSaper Chazda. He should be happy. He should say over the Chesed that Hashem did for him. Okay, so Lamaisa, this we don't say this nisim, these brachos with Hashem Hashem bismaneinu, but one should say it without Shem Machas, Bachsha Asalinates Mamakom Azah, or Lavaseinu when you go to the various places, and to ingrain and foster and help us develop our sense of Hakara Sotov for all that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has done for our forefathers and for us. Oh, they do discuss, actually, the Dershu points out, the post can talk about the bracha of Sha'asa Nisan Lavaseinu that we say on Chanukah Purim is built off of this. So if you need B'derech HaTeva, L'malam and HaTeva, how does that work? So Chanukah, they say, okay, Chanukah had the nace of the candles. That was L'malam and HaTeva. They try to figure out Purim, was right, that was all within Teva. Hashem was Nister, Hashem doesn't appear in the Megillah. So they bring a couple of reasons over there in Dershu. Ayin Shem.